I came in there earlier, the clock was about 5 or 6 minutes slow, so I bumped it back up to the right time. Have to watch and see if the battery's broken.
No, that's a better get organized.
I had a majority head shape of last one.
You can't vote until the meeting starts.
Hello, Tina.
How are you?
Welcome. Call the meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Gaylord.
Here.
Grunch.
Here.
Needhammer.
Here.
Sanson.
Here.
Town.
Here.
Quorum present.
Our first item of business is the consent agenda, and the purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any item on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will automatically be respected. And today we have four items here.
I'll make the motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Grunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sanson.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, our next item is hearing citizens' comments on non-agenda items. Do we have anyone who wishes to address the commission on a non-agenda item? Brian, could you state your name? And
my name is Brian Morrison. I'm here on behalf of the Nationwide, or excuse me, National Anthem Nationwide Sing. Many of you have already heard, and there's flyers out here on the table. The National Anthem Nationwide Sing will be taking place here in Boynton City, our particular part of the event. On Sunday morning, the 14th, at 7 o'clock in the morning. The program, as it's set right now, is that we will start with some introductory comments at 7 o'clock, followed by ringing of all the bells available in town from 7:05 to 7:15, and then at 7:15 approximately, we'll sing the National Anthem, accompanied by the Boynton City High School Band. It'll be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, and then some people have other commitments on Sunday mornings. They'll be excused if they desire. And then we'll continue with some other patriotic music. Boynton City High School Band will be playing another number. Middle school and high school students will be singing America the Beautiful. And we're trying to line up some more other local entertainers to sing some other patriotic songs. We don't have a firm commitment from those at this time. entirely, the program should last about anywhere from half hour to 45 minutes, maybe an hour. There will be coffee and donuts. It'll be down here at Veterans Memorial Park. We will have lights on in the pavilion so we can see to begin with. And then we're expecting sunrise right about 7:15. So that's when the anthem is scheduled to proceed. And thanks to some particular members of the City Commission and other people, Jim Bowen from the Chamber of Commerce and UFW, Numeric Vision, and of course, Family Fair Market. We're expecting a very successful event. Don't know how many people. We figure there's going to be at least 40 because the parents of the band members and singers will be there. But we may have anywhere from 250 to 700, maybe 1,000 people down there.
Thank you, Brian. Do we have anyone else who wishes to address the commission on a non-agenda item tonight? Okay, we'll move forward. Correspondence. I did receive this today, and I believe the city received it yesterday, and it has to do with the Petoskey News Review is holding a workshop tomorrow afternoon, the 10th, 5:30 to 7:30 at the North Central Michigan College Library Conference Room in Petoskey. The event is free to the public, and it has to do with FOIA, Freedom of Information Acts, and how we should look at it and deal with it. So I'll pass this on if anyone cares to take a look at it. And I also received a letter from Sierra Schwig. She's a student at Marquette University, and it has to do with food trucks and food truck entrepreneurs. And try to take care of the people who want to grow into this business locally. And pass these letters down if you wish to see them. Does anyone else have additional correspondence?
Those are the two I got, too.
Okay. Mike, City
Manager's
report?
A few items this evening. I predicted at our last meeting, Boyne City was really booming over the Labor Day weekend with the events ranging from the street feats to the 11th annual Boyne City Drag Race. I don't know if you could have fit in any more activities over the weekend. It took lots of volunteers to pull them all off, and they did so with excellent results reported all around. We're continuing to gather information that we hope will be helpful in us helping us determine what our next steps with the Division Street water issue should be. While we're gathering that information, last week we made changes to the drainage structure we had installed earlier this year. We found that the filter fabric around the device was holding water back, so it was getting deeper than it should have been, and keeping it from draining as quickly as planned. That issue has been addressed and has resulted in lower water levels. And we anticipate meeting with the affected property owners in about a week or so. Work also continues on the East and Ray Street reconstruction project. No problems have arisen, although the foundation of an old building was found yesterday under the parking area north of Wright Builders. The project is scheduled for completion in late October, and is a good luck omen. They did happen to find this while they were excavating the site.
Wow.
We're taking that as hopefully a positive sign of good things to come with the project, even though it does kind of make a mess. Phone interviews were held with four Main Street manager candidates yesterday. We're in the process of now scheduling in-person interviews with some of those people. We're also narrowing down our wastewater superintendent candidates to determine which ones to take the next step with. As many of you probably noticed on your way in, our newest police car is on display and ready for duty. And with in with the new, out with the old, the bids are being sought for our last Crown Victoria, which is well equipped. That being a younger vehicle, as we talked about before, it still has some life in it as a police vehicle, and we're hoping that somebody wants to buy it lock, stock, and barrel if the price is right. Everything from the cameras to the cages, it's all set to go, and someone can just slap their logos on it or leave it unmarked. So as we get those prices back, we'll keep you apprised on that. We're currently out for bids for two new ambulances for our EMS department. One of those that's being funded by the FEMA grant, and the other one we budgeted for. And we hope to bring you those results shortly. We're also out seeking new liability insurance quotations. You may recall we discussed doing that when Paul was here and visited with us last year. We anticipate bringing this matter to the City Commission in October. Tomorrow marks the second of our three-week fall residential rubbish collection program session. And this is operated much smoother than the problem-plagued spring program. The program concludes for the year next Thursday, the 18th. So it's this week or next week, or hold on to it until spring. The MDEQ's public notice period for the proposed improvements to the Lower Lake Street storm water outfall, that runs until tomorrow, September 10th. And we hope that they'll be able to issue our permits shortly thereafter, and a joint permit between them and the Army Corps of Engineers. On September 11th, obviously a day of memorial with regards to the victims of that tragedy. But in addition, the Chamber of Commerce will be holding their annual State of the Community Luncheon. That'll be held at Somerset Point at noon. And they'd like you there a little bit early for those that are going to be able to attend. If you have not confirmed with Pat whether you are going to go or not, if you could let Karen know before you leave tonight, that'd be appreciated. Speaking of Somerset Point, probably right about the same time in Eveline Township, they'll be discussing that facilities and their areas sewage disposal options at a meeting. For about the last week and a half, 2 weeks, we've received several calls on this matter from people who are concerned about the possibility of a new wastewater treatment plant being developed between Marshall Road and Advance itself. They wanted to know if Somerset Point could still connect to our system as we negotiated, approved, and was executed by all the relevant parties for both water and wastewater back in 2007. And that option is still available to them if they so chose. Plans are moving ahead, and we talked about the Star Spangled Banner, so I won't repeat it here. We heard from Brian already. Another reminder that the Marvin Loading Award nominations must be received by the Planning Commission, which takes place next Monday. So if anybody has any questions or nominations, please contact Scott so we can make sure that they get due consideration. And then next Tuesday at 6 p.m., we'll be hosting a free MDOT-conducted pilot safety seminar out at the our airport terminal. And it's entitled The Good, Bad, the Ugly, What You Should Know About That Airport You Plan on Flying Into and Why It Might Not Be Quite What You Think. These are open to everyone, and they can, as a non-pilot, I find them a little bit interesting myself. So if you're interested, or just a little bit curious, feel free to come on down, and there will be refreshments provided.
Are you still the airport manager?
I don't think that's been relieved from my list of duties, so yes. So if anybody has any questions on these or other items, please let me know. But I do have two able assistants, and Richard Bowers and Leon Jarema.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions for Mike? Derek?
Thanks, Mayor. Just following up on the Division Street project.
Yes.
How far has it, did it lower the water levels from where it was with the fabric issue?
Andy, could you address that?
It's down about approximately 2 feet right now from where it was. It was holding quite a bit of water back. The day we did it, especially because we just had quite a bit of heavy rain previous to that. But right now, from that point where we started last Friday to alleviate that, it's down about 2 feet.
Okay. And are we still on track for other individuals to that the city manager is going to look into as far as researching the property or geologist or tip of the mitt? And
yes,
where are we at on those?
We're looking at all those options. Okay. We're trying to gather some data first. We're going to be putting in some well points in the area as well, too, that should be going in the next day or so. We gathered materials up late last week.
Okay.
That should hopefully help us see some of the hydrological features in that area. That will be helpful to anybody that we bring in. So we figured rather than bring them on front, we gather as much of the information so it's ready for whoever we bring in.
Okay.
I have contacted both the tip of the MIT and MSU Extension and got some leads on people to talk to from both of them.
All right. We'll continue to keep moving forward before the winter time. It's very important.
Well, that's why we thought, while we're gathering the information, to take this kind of interim step, we don't see it as a, you know, the final solution or anything of that nature with regards to the structure that we put in to try and minimize the impact while we're working on it.
Thank you.
You know, I stopped after church Sunday and stood on the on the crown of that, you know, on the manhole thing there and looked out. It looked like there was only about 4 or 5 inches of water, and you could see the reflection of the bottom and everything. And I know that's, I wasn't expecting to see it that low, really. So I was, apparently it looks like it's helping. Okay. Anything else for Mike?
Nope.
Next item is reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. We have draft minutes for the Main Street Board meeting, the Planning Commission meeting, and the Airport Advisory Board meeting. In regards to any of these draft minutes?
Nope.
Also, anyone? Okay, we'll move forward with the Boyne City Charlevoix Trail easement, and this time I'll turn it over to Mike.
As I noted in my memo to the City Commission, an issue has arisen with regards to the proposed easement for the first phase of the Boyne City to Charlevoix non-motorized trail. And this is for the portion that goes through State Park, through Young State Park. Basically, we've had issues between two state departments, the MDEQ and MDOT, as to what the format of the easement should be. We had parties that were working on that, especially Ross Maxwell with the county's parks department. I believed he had those all addressed. Then MDOT raised the issue that they feel the easement should be in the city's name, since the city is one of the two major recipients of a grant, specifically a grant to from MDOT to help fund about half of the project. You may recall when this came to the City Commission a number of years ago about the grant, this grant was only available to road jurisdictions, Act 51 organizations such as ourselves, the County Road Commission, or MDOT itself, since this is a traffic enhancement grant. So anyway, after going around and around, basically they're saying that the easement needs to be in the name of the City of Boyne City. So I've researched the issue. I provide you a copy of the draft easement that was being provided to Charlevoix County. Charlevoix County was received the MDNR's grant for the other major funding portion of the project. And you think, since we're just dealing with DNR property, it'd go fairly simple, but it just hasn't done that. I reviewed the grant, the easement language. I don't see any significant issues in us accepting the grant. It should not affect the operational or maintenance issues involving the trail. I've had discussions with members of Evangeline Township where it's actually located, and they have no problems with this at all. And they don't see it lessening their commitment to the project or the future needs of it as all. I did see that there might be a possibility, since our name might be a little bit more out there with regards to the project, with regards to liability. Someone could fall off the trail, and obviously most anybody that's attached to anything, if there is to be a lawsuit, would probably be attached to it, and that'd probably be no example. I checked with our current insurance carrier, Paul Olson. He says this is an issue, surprisingly enough to me, that they run into on a regular basis, where they're issuing these types of certificates of insurance to the MDOT and things of that nature. He says they don't have any problem with it whatsoever, and they see that, you know, really not much different than if we extended a piece of sidewalk in the city itself. And it will not have any additional cost to us. So based on that, it's my recommendation that the City Commission authorize myself and or the City Clerk Treasurer to accept on this on the city's behalf an easement from the MDNR through Young State Park for the Boyne City to Charlevoix non-motorized trail. And I'd be glad to answer any questions that you have. Also, in your agenda packet, as I mentioned, was the document that they prepared when they thought it was going to go to Charlevoix County. I expect the document would be very similar, and it has some maps in there as well.
Thank you, Mike. Do we have any additional comments from staff or department heads? Citizens' comments? Okay, we'll move to the commission for discussion. Tom, would you like to start?
Sure. I just find it disappointing that the city has to clean up the state's mess, but when the state park and MDOT and the DNR can't get the paper trail together, we're the ones that have to step in and do this, but I am full support. It's just a matter of housekeeping to get proper paperwork, and this makes sense.
Thank you. Gene?
If the insurance company has no problem with the city's liability on this project, I support the recommendation.
Derek?
Thanks. That was my number one question. Now, when the document refers to grantee, are we the grantee at all in this, as far as requirements for signage and gates and things like that that they reference, is that going to be the county, based on the location of it? Like item 12, item 11?
The quick answer is yes, we are one of the two major grantees on it, because there are two major grants. I mean, it's all taken as an entity.
Right.
We're working with MDOT, DNR, the county, the Road Commission, Eveline Township, ourselves, and the bikers group that have been out raising funds with regards to it. So, I mean, we're all kind of an entity together, but legally we would have some responsibilities with regards to that, but these are all portions that are covered by the project.
Okay.
It won't affect our share of the project.
Okay. I've heard some commentary in the public reference some concern over the right-of-way.
Yep.
And remeasuring. Is that anything that we need to be involved with to ensure before we put our final stamp on this, or?
I don't believe so. I mean, okay. Nothing with regards to this. This is all on state property that
right.
We're talking about. This isn't any private easements.
Okay.
We've had no difficulties with people as the trail comes through the city at all.
Right.
It doesn't seem like that's been an issue here at all. And
okay.
It seems like they've addressed it. My discussions with Ross has been, you know, the vast majority, it seemed like there might be one or two people that still had some concerns out there or were not happy with it, but it seems like the vast majority they were came to some amenable arrangement.
Okay. For the insurance carrier is fine with it, and this is a common practice. I'm fine with it.
Laura?
Yeah, I'm good with it. I think most of the questions I had been asked and answered, except how long exactly is this easement? How far does that go? Is that 100 feet? Or the 100
foot
wide?
It's 100 feet wide.
Well, what's the length then?
You know, there was a description that was in here.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was
here it is.
Hunting for it here.
Yeah, and that didn't have...
It didn't quite have it. At least it wasn't clear to me. I read it over several times.
Describes lots.
Right. So is it 100 foot width, but that's not the actual trail width, is it? I mean, that's
no,
just the easement.
That's the easement. They don't
the
use
trail.
The whole trail.
Right. Okay. I just wonder how, what's the distance on that?
I'd have to check and get back to Laura. I don't know.
All right.
I'm trying to remember from our recollection, these maps really aren't.
Yeah, I was.
They don't show you all that much, or it's, you know, it takes a while to get used to it.
Right. I couldn't figure
side.
Those out for anything to help me. So.
I assumed it was the state park property.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
I believe it is too. I'm trying to remember if it's.
I didn't want to assume, so I.
Yeah.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, I'd have to double check.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with the whole, you know, the whole trail and everything. So. It was just a curiosity question as to exactly how long of a portion is that. Okay.
Okay. I also support the recommendation and ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion for consideration to authorize the city manager and/or city clerk and treasurer to accept on the city's behalf an easement from the MDNR to the Lubbock State Park for the Boyne City Charlevoix non-motorized trail.
Second.
Roll call.
Sanson?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, our next item of business is the Michigan Mountain Mayhem Gravel Grinder Rotary Park Temporary Liquor License Request. And Jeff, where are you going?
We received a temporary liquor license application from Paul Nichols for the gravel grinder event. And it's a new event to Boyne City, in a new location. Location is Rotary Park. It's the first time for this event, but Paul's put on these type of events in the past with the licenses. So that would bring to you to make a decision, but Paul's here also to give him clue on any other details.
Do you have anything to add to that, Paul?
No, it'll be pretty simple. The event will, it's a bike race. It'll start and finish at Rotary Park. The one field will have a fenced-in area, and that's where we'll do ceremonies, awards, and then we'll serve the lunch for the people. The people finishing the race, and we'd like to serve beer with the lunch and have them have beer available during the awards for the family, the racers, and it is open to the public, so anyone could show up in the public, the city. All the profit for the beer sales does go to the Top of Michigan Trails Council. They actually pull the permit, so all the money goes to them, helps fund the trails that we're talking about and the other stuff that they do in the area. It'll be Saturday, October 4th. We'll probably serve beer somewhere starting just shy of noon until 3 or 4 when it ends, possibly up till 5.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
Do we have any additional comment from department heads or staff? Jeff?
Just a follow-up on that, Mayor. As I said, Paul's hosted several events. He, with the alcohol or the liquor permits, he hosted one on Water Street a couple of years ago for one of the bike events. Mm-hmm. He hosts annually for the, can't remember the name of the event now. In the summertime, the bike race where he gets a lot of people. They have the tents up on Peninsula. They have trained staff there. It's a security important area, which is going to be similar to this. And we have not encountered any problems with the event.
Thank you. Do we have any citizens' comments? Ron.
Aaron Crozier, 11th Crozier Crest. I have nothing against the bike events that we have in Boyne City. Everything is, but I don't understand it when these bikers have to ride 3 abreast or 4 abreast, and when there's a vehicle coming, they don't move. And they slow up traffic. Nothing against it because I ride a bike also, but I just don't understand it. That they don't have courtesy for the vehicles that are on the road, mm-hmm. even though I know they're a vehicle and they have rights also. And, if we're bringing more of these in, and we see more of it all the time, at least I do. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've had other people say anything. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Do we have any additional citizens' comments? Jim?
Jim Bauman with the Boyne Area Chamber. I think most of this race, it's called the gravel grinder because they're on back roads and gravel roads. So I don't think there's going to be on too many of the main roads. So I don't think you're going to see too much of that riding 2 or 3 abreast. And, I just want to support Paul. I think he's done such a great job of bringing people to town for these one-day events. And I think for the three, there was an article in the paper of the Gazette that comes out today or tomorrow that talks about the economic impact, and it's over $1 million from the races that he does. So I think it's a big boost to the economy of the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Mm-hmm. Do we have anyone else with comments? OK, Okay, we'll move to commission for discussion. Gene?
Sure. Being there hasn't been any problem in the past with the alcohol sales and this welcoming people into town, I support the recommendation.
Gary?
Thanks. I'd like to kind of address Ron's comment. That would, on organized events like this, that's a combination of the event organizer reminding the participants of the rules of and the laws of Michigan roadway as far as bicyclists, along with enforcement from law enforcement. That combination, obviously everybody wants to be safe, and if people are riding in an unsafe manner, that you know, we don't want to see anybody get hurt. So request is not for down on one of the streets for alcohol. I would like to ask the city manager if he's had any comments or concerns with regards to having alcohol on that, at the Rotary Park areas correctly. Has anybody commented to you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Having it there. Okay. Normally you think of it as a play area and, you know, kids and adults together and...
So I believe alcohol is allowed in almost all of our parks.
Okay.
I think there's some special restrictions on Old City Park.
Okay.
Because of some problems that were had back in the day.
Right.
But no, nothing, and specifically, I would echo the chief's comments with regards to specifically the events that Paul's had at Peninsula Beach, and the one time he did it downtown, we never had any alcohol-related complaints at all.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Laura?
Yeah, I'm good with it. I don't have any issues.
Tom?
I'm in full support. Every time Paul comes before us, I want to put a plug in for him, echoing what Jim says, is I think we've had 13 some type of biking events over the summer, and I know you've been responsible for, this is the third one, fourth one, and it's just a huge economic plug for our community, and it's putting Boyne City on the map as a destination for biking and recreation, and in full support. And as a biker myself, who just went from Lansing to Mackinac last week, I agree with what you said, Derek, that like Dalmac really puts an effort into teaching safety. And I think all event sponsors really stress safety. And in regards to what Ron said, some of our own worst public relations is ourselves. You know, we have bikers that are doing 4 abreast, which is not good. So that's a different topic for a different day. It's education, it's safety. But it's, in regards to Paul, I support him 100%.
Thank you, Tom. I also support the recommendation, and my personal thanks to you, Paul, for your passion, enthusiasm, and your efforts to make Boyne what it is. So, call for a motion.
I'll make the motion for consideration to approve a request from Paul Nichols for a temporary liquor license for the Michigan Mountain Mayhem Gravel Grinder event to be held Saturday, October 4th, 2014.
Second.
Roll call.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sanson?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Our next item of business is a community growth grant. Danny, are you handling that for us?
Thank you, Mayor. The city has received notification from the Northwest Michigan Council of Governments that our community growth grant application has been selected to receive funding assistance. As previously approved by the City Commission, we have submitted a proposal for a project requesting the maximum $7,500 for amenities toward the creation of a recreational trailhead in Old City Park and associated wayfinding signage. The specifics were a renovated kiosk, the wayfinding signage, and Wi-Fi. The project budget, as proposed in our application, was totaling $15,000. The grant amount, again, was $7,500, and our required local match is $7,500. So my recommendation tonight is for the city commission to authorize the city manager to sign the attached grant agreement and to proceed with the project. Thank you. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Annie. Do we have any additional comment from department heads or staff? Citizens' comments? Okay, we'll move to the board for discussion. Derek, could you start, please?
Sure. I'd like to ask Mayor, if I could have Annie comment on the Wi-Fi portion of this grant.
Yeah.
How will that be set up, and what radius will that be covering?
It will cover. It would just encompass the circumference of the park.
Where's the antennas for the wireless transmitter?
Maybe Barb and Mike could assist me in answering that.
Right now, what we're planning on doing is working with Harbor House as the site for the internet being based out of that location. We've had initial conversations with Mark Korbauser, who was our technician, to set up a system very similar to what we have in Veterans Park here.
Right.
So I anticipate the antenna will be on the Harbor House building itself. Whether they'll need a repeater or not, Mark will have to tell us as we get a little further into the design components on it.
And is this amount going to cover all the potential equipment?
Yes.
If needed?
Yep.
Okay, that's the only question I have. Thanks.
Laura?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. I think this is great. I want to see the old kiosk back and out on display and usable again. And so that's really nice. I think the Wi-Fi is a good addition, and some signage would be great. So I guess my only question would be, well, what Derek said, is this going to be enough to cover everything? And also where the location, if you've chosen a location yet for where the kiosk is actually going to be in the park.
And we're anticipating that the kiosk will be located basically at the northeast corner of the park. We have that little bump out where the restrooms have been plumbed in case we do decide to put them in there. Our electrical service is there. We have plenty of parking. It's a good spot in for people going in and out.
Northeast corner. Okay.
Yep.
So that's just
so it'll be close to East Street.
Okay.
So it'll be real visible for people coming in and out. We get a lot of traffic on that road as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that'll be kind of a place for visitors that are driving in or biking in.
You don't think near the fountain is better, or?
No.
Think on the other end. Okay. All right. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm good.
Tom?
I'm in full support. It's another opportunity where we're spending 50 cents on the dollar. The other 50 cents is coming from a grant opportunity, and it's just one more thing that's making our city special.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Gene?
I agree with Tom. I support the recommendation.
I also support the recommendation. Ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion for consideration to authorize the city manager to sign the community growth grant agreement provided by the Northwest Michigan Council of Governments for a maximum of $7,500 for amenities for the creation of a recreational trailhead in Old City Park, wayfinding, signage, and Wi-Fi.
Second.
Roll call.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sanson.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, our next item of business is the LED street lighting project grant. And I believe Annie, you're handling that one too.
Thank you. So the Michigan Energy Office is offering matching grants for Michigan communities to upgrade their existing public street lights with LED lights, light emitting diode lights. The purpose of this grant is to encourage installation of energy efficient LED street lights that reduce energy use and operating costs while supporting local job creation and promoting community vitality. Andy did the count, I believe, and currently we have 89 metal halide lights and 8 high-pressure sodium decorative street lights. The city has been considering ways to convert these street lights into the more energy efficient and cost-effective LED lights, and this grant is an opportunity for us to do so. So my recommendation would be that the city commission authorize the city manager to prepare and submit a grant application for the maximum grant award amount of $20,000 for this for the LED street lighting project.
Do we have additional comment from department heads or staff? Andy?
I would agree with Andy's statement that this represents an excellent way for the city to save money in our utility costs. From my own personal experience in my home, I went through all LED light bulbs in my home, and I've saved about $45 a month on my electrical bill.
Wow.
And that's, of course, with teenagers, they're leaving lights on all the time. So, it's a very good way to save money. The maintenance on those bulbs that we've had downtown, we've had some down there for 2 years right now as samples that have performed flawlessly year-round, no maintenance, no breakdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I see as a very potential large cost savings for the city to go this route, and especially if we can get a grant to help us pay for those.
Thank you, Andy. Mike?
Yeah, I would echo everything that's been said to date. I mean, the energy efficiency is something that we've been looking to try and find a way to get to with LEDs. We've been looking at this for 7 or 8 years now as the technology has really matured quite a bit and it's becoming mainstream. I remember when our first real venture into LEDs was when we changed out the traffic signals downtown with the red, yellow, and green bulbs that were in those. And not only was the energy efficiency something that really, I mean, what we're charging out from consumers' energy on that is just a small fraction of what we used to pay. But the time and energy of having Andy and Woody and getting out the bucket truck and having to go out and change the bulbs, I mean, that's almost never happening now. We've had really good luck with that. And if we can have somebody help us with this to help convert all or some of these streetlights, so much the better. There's a very small pot of money that they're talking about here. There's only $40,000 available statewide. And we're going to be asking for, if the commission approves, a $20,000 grant. But if you don't ask, you don't get. And there may be other opportunities as well, too, even if we don't succeed in this one. But I think it's a real good opportunity for us to move ahead on something that we've talked about doing for quite a while.
Thank you, Mike. Do we have any citizens' comments? Okay, we'll move to the board. And Laura, would you like to start?
Yeah, I would be in total favor of moving forward with doing anything we can to replace these lights. So do we know what the actual cost per light would be, or how many this would cover if we...
No, we don't at this point. This is real preliminary. As you saw on the agenda, or the materials, we only got this in late August. And I'm assuming as we go through this, we'll have to go out for bids. They have certain criteria
right.
that you may have noticed in there with regards to warranty and performance and things of that nature. And I don't think they're going to want us to do all that at this point. So, but the prices really have come down. I mean, we are looking to do those street lights on the East and Ray Street project at a lesser cost than what the old style bulbs were.
So let's say if perchance we did get so lucky as to get some money from this grant, will we start with those high pressure and sodium lights first, or will we just start in the downtown, or any idea?
We'll probably start in the downtown.
Okay.
The high pressure sodium ones are located at the main boat launch kind of across the street from City Carter from Glens. And the other ones are at Peninsula Beach. And those get lesser use. Those we actually turn those off in the off seasons. As much as I don't like high pressure sodium, I think we'd probably get further if we did the ones downtown. I think we'll see the most benefit there right off the bat.
All right, and the lifespan of the LEDs, they have a ballpark?
Most places are, and Andy can probably update on that. I mean, most places you're seeing warranties for at least 5 years on these lights. And there are in these specifications that we receive from the state, there are minimum standards for warranties and things of that nature too. The bulbs themselves usually last really, really long. Sometimes it's the heat sink or the energy driver that'll fail out if they don't have it ventilated properly or have enough coolants on it.
All right. Well, I would say even if we don't get the grant, we might want to still look into doing this
in
some fashion because of the savings that we would reap over time. So, okay.
Tom?
Out of curiosity, I know we discussed this at budget meetings, but how much do we pay per year for a street lighting?
We were paying in excess of $64,000 a year for street lighting. We went through and we had the audit done with consumers and found that they had been misbilling us for a number of years. We got, remember those credits we got back?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we're now in the mid-50s. I'm trying to remember, I don't think we've had a full year when we've been on the correct bill yet, but I'm assuming it's gonna be in the mid-50s right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this opportunity to cut that down, that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Support.
All right, Gene?
Yeah, I believe it's a chance to replace and upgrade our lighting to LED and save money. Anytime you can save money, I support the recommendation.
Derek?
Thanks, Mayor. I've been a proponent of this for quite a while. It's like anything, you have to wait for the technology to mature to get to the point of, is it a, you know, a unique fad or is it something new? And you always have to have early adopters in any technology, but you know, in a situation like this, you want to make sure that the, you know, the lumens, the brightness, the color that's cast is appropriate, and I think we're definitely at that point where it becomes a viable venture. I know we're at the sheriff's office, we're just about ready to do some test lights on our large parking lot lights, which will, if those are give us the proper illumination angle, are going to save us a tremendous amount of money on that as well. So again, obviously we probably won't get off what we're asking for, but let's attempt to get it and start replacing them as we have the funds for it. Thank you. Yeah.
Mike?
Do they have a time frame as to when the sheriff's department's looking
probably
to make
pretty
it?
Well, I think they already got the bulbs in.
Okay.
But I don't know this week or next week when they're gonna start the installation. So we got like 3 test bulbs. So okay. I don't have the specs on it.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I'll learn more about that.
I'll follow. I'll get you the information.
Great.
On what
thank
they
you.
Were and stuff like that.
Okay. I also support the recommendation and ask for a motion.
I'll move consideration to authorize the city manager to prepare and submit a grant application to the Michigan Energy Office for a streetlight conversion to LED for the maximum grant toward the amount of $20,000.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sanson?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Motion carried.
I think I misspoke.
Mike?
Yeah, sorry. Gotcha.
I hope that eventually Consumers Energy will pick up on the value of LED streetlights
right.
as well, too. As I continue, here we're talking about the city-owned lights where we have the opportunity to go in the direction we think is best. We still have that issue with regards to their conversion plans for the right. mercury vehicle bulbs in town.
Okay, our next item of business is the Walkabout Sculpture Show project, and Annie's representing the design committee from Main Street, is
yes,
that correct?
Yes.
Do you sit in all of their meetings?
Yes, I do. I've been their sort of secretary and grunt. No, it's a great opportunity actually to be more a part of the Main Street program and to learn about it. So I'm here on behalf of the design committee of the Main Street program. The Main Street board has approved the Walkabout Sculpture Show, which is an activity that will be a year-long outdoor sculpture exhibit that provides an opportunity for the public to enjoy and interact with public art while supporting local artists and creating a unique sense of place in our downtown Boyne City area. The project will be open in the spring of 2015, starting with 4 to 6 sculptures in the downtown district in the public park. All works of art will remain on display for 1 year, and new art will be installed annually. Within the next 5 years, it is anticipated that the showing will grow to include 10 to 12 sculptures each year. And many of you, all of you, probably have seen the introductory teaser artwork that has been out throughout the community. It was donated by local artists Wally Barkley, Tom Moran, and Roger Smith. And you have received a memo in your packet with the proposed sculpture locations for the spring of 2015. Mm-hmm. The placement of the sculptures each year will vary depending on artist participation and the size and shape of each entry, so it's not anticipated that all these locations will have sculptures, you know, every year. Mm-hmm. And it will be decided on a case-by-case basis with approval from city staff, and any cost associated with the project is borne by the Main Street program or private sponsorships. Martha, who's actually here, has been the local artist that has spearheaded this, and she's also part of the design committee. Mm-hmm. So if you have any questions, she would probably be the one to answer them. But so tonight we're asking for the city commission to approve the proposed sculpture locations on city property. And like I said, if you have any questions, Martha or I will be happy to answer them.
Okay, we have additional comments from department heads or staff. Andy.
Thank you, Mayor. I worked closely with Martha and the committee, and Annie also, trying to find locations that would be out of harm's way for people and sculptures also, while not living where they could be at. I think we've got some pretty good locations, especially like ones we've already got now, the one in Old City Park. I get so many comments about people who come off the bridge on the Old City Park side of Park Street and do a double take and see if there's any fawns laying right there.
Yeah,
it's just
that's
awesome.
Great.
A lot of positive comments on the sculptures that were out as part of the test this year. So people were really excited about it. The day we put the one up by the Rivermouth bathrooms, the sculpture there, it was amazing. We didn't have the thing totally set in place with the crane, and there's already people there wanting to get pictures of it. So.
It was
pretty exciting.
Yeah.
A lot of people are looking forward to it.
Thank you, Andy. Do we have any additional comments from staff? Citizens' comments? Jim.
Jim Bauman with the Bowling Area Chamber. I just want to thank Martha for doing this. This is a really, really cool idea.
Yeah.
And, if you think about it, we've already got some public art. And you put all this stuff together, I think we put together a little walking tour or something. Or, mm-hmm. We've got the chamber, we've got the fish that never seems to die, and the big photograph on the Remax building. A little further down, you've got Jerry Douglas's mushroom mural on the side of the wall by the marathon. In front of Freshwater, you've got the guy I call Hubcap Man. Mm-hmm. Over on Park Street, you've got the map mural on the Ace Hardware, and we've got the railroad mural on True Value Hardware. And I'm probably missing some, but it's a great start to public art, and this is just going to knock it out of the park. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're hoping so.
Thank you, Jim. Do you have anyone else that wishes to address the commission? Martha, would you like to say anything to the commission, or
I think they're saying it for me. Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly it. I think eventually, over a period of years, we'd like to get more and more sculpture throughout, the whole community, not just, in one area, but anywhere on city property would be wonderful. And eventually we would like to hopefully buy some, have this, if there's enough money generated, maybe the city could start, buying a piece every now and then and have permanent pieces here, which I think would be really wonderful for the town.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? Okay, we'll move to the commission for discussion. Tom, would you?
Well, I think it's a wonderful asset for our community. You forgot, Jim, the bike racks. And I also agree with Andy that every time I go by the sculpture down by the mouth, it's being photographed. There's family groups, and even the fish is Still getting photographed.
The friendly dragon and the eagle.
Yeah, it's really neat, so I commend you, and the more art, the better.
Thank you, yes, I agree. That's terrific.
I too support this. I believe we should try these proposed locations just to see what kind of feedback we get, if any.
Darren?
Thanks. Are all of these sculptures that are out here currently from Boyne City artists, sculptors?
Well, Tom Moran is in Onaway.
Okay.
And the Fawns, he is from Lansing area. And then Wally Barkley has the one on Lake Street. So two are from right here, you know, northern Michigan. And the Fawns are from Lansing. But we're trying to keep it Michigan artists. So that's
how do they how do they select Boyne City from around the state to...
How do they?
How did they, yes. How did we...
Well, we went and solicited.
Okay.
You know, we wanted them to come.
Okay.
These three that we have now are just on loan. They are
right.
for sale, but we didn't do the whole proposed, you know, plan that we have going for the walkabout. So this was just a three sculptures to see what kind of reaction we would get from citizens in the town and see how it worked out. And it's, so far, it's been great. So we're pretty excited.
Okay.
So the official will be next year.
Okay.
Good.
The official show.
Obviously, art's in the, you know, very individual thing, so appears that I might be the odd man out on the dragon thing. I'm not really sure how that fits the Boyne City motif. When I first saw that, I thought, what is that doing here? With all the respect to the artist, I just, yeah.
It was the only one he had.
Okay.
So
the Fawns are absolutely incredible. I think those, yeah, those are very well done. So okay, that's all right.
Thank Laura?
Yeah, this has been a really good addition to our downtown area and our community, and I've always supported the arts. And I've always been wanting to see more sculptures in our parks and the downtown area. That's been something that I think the deer we had a few years back was just really an incredible piece, and it really stood out nicely. But what I'd like to see this go to somehow, and it kind of reminded me when I read this, the Portside Art Fair over in East Jordan that they had. They have the gallery there, and the best of the show from that whole event they purchase and put in their gallery. So I would like to see down the road, not maybe initially, but a goal where maybe we could purchase, do a best of show
yes.
of the 10 to 12 sculptures in the yes. in the community for that season, and then somehow have, like, through Main Street or whatever, the downtown merchants or however as a group
exactly
just to purchase the best yeah. of the show that was the most outstanding that mm-hmm. was the most attractive that would be here as a permanent kind
we're
of thing.
We're going to do the best of show
okay.
and the citizens will vote on, you know, mm-hmm. it would be actually people's choice.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
But yes.
So visitors
you're
could
right
then
track,
cast
yes.
a vote and leave their vote online or stop by the chamber and leave their vote, you know, for their favorite piece and then that way, it would be kind of a cool thing each year to make a collection.
That's exactly what we want
yeah.
to do. You're,
okay.
You're right there.
All right. Good.
Great.
Okay.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. But Matt, I'm in total favor, as you can tell. So, okay.
Terrific.
All right.
Is there a possibility that any of these three will continue next summer here at Boyne City?
Well, no. We want to switch out, rotate every year.
Mm-hmm.
Having totally new pieces come in. Now, if you wanted to purchase one through the city, yes, but
yeah.
otherwise, no.
Yeah, right.
They won't stay.
So,
only for.
Martin, did I hear that Wally's had sold?
Well, there was rumor of that, but I don't really think it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it could be.
Yeah.
It's just not for sure yet.
So if, say, somebody wanted to purchase, I'm sorry, I just jumped in, wanted to purchase one of these sculptures individually, where would they find out what the price?
Well, they'll be on the prices will be on their plaques.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you look at the sculptures, they'll have a plaque on
mm-hmm. okay.
and the cost
okay.
is right there.
All right.
Purchase price.
Okay.
And they can go to Main Street.
Right.
And the website.
Okay. Call for a motion.
I'll make the motion for consideration to approve the proposed sculpture show project location for spring of 2015.
A second.
Roll call.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sanson.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, our next item of business is good of the order. Laura, would you like to start?
I really don't have anything in particular except don't miss out on Sunday morning, just get up extra early. Celebration in the park. Lots of donuts to eat, so come help us out.
Gluten-free donuts.
Gosh darn it, probably not. Okay.
Darren. Thanks. I forgot to ask at a prior meeting at the beginning of late spring, early summer. Where are we at on the permits from companies for the North Boyne utilization? Is that up, down, steady from last year?
I believe it's down a few.
Okay.
From last year. And that's fairly steady.
Have we had any infractions?
We had one, but okay. They were apprehended and they bucked up and have been using it.
Okay. All right. Also, I was part of the drag race event. I want to thank everybody that volunteered and helped out, including Mike. Like anything in Boyne City, you know, there's a lot of volunteer effort. Everybody has their things they're interested in. We had a packed crowd. The participants once again raved about it, and I realize it's an event that not everybody's into, but that's the great thing. There's events for everybody. Not everybody's into bicycle races or 5K runs or sailboats, so I want to thank everybody for stepping up. I would also especially like to thank Officer Kevin Spate from the Police Department and Serena from the Police Department for their help in this transition period. Kind of bring some of the new volunteers up to speed on various aspects. So greatly appreciate the input that they had. And I'd like to thank the police department overall for all the time they have put into it from the beginning. It's been a tremendous event, and we look forward to keeping it going. So thank you.
Well done and well received.
Jim. Yeah, I have a couple. I got a citizen's concern on washouts on edges of the road and the asphalt breaking up on East Lincoln. I walked down through Lincoln, and probably the worst part was along in there by Gary's Chrysler's house. And the asphalt is breaking up pretty bad there. The sand is piling up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The problem we have there, Gene, is like Tom is saying, it's a low area, there's no storm drainage in that area at this point
right.
in time, so you know, every couple of years we have to go through and do some patching on those.
Yeah, it's washing out real bad there.
Washing out and patching out a little bit.
The other one I have was, I was at a community picnic, and I heard comments on the bad conditions of the bathrooms at the pavilion. I did not go in and look because this was a lady that gave me the news on it. So. And I also went to the drag races at the airport, and I did not hear one negative comment. And good job. That's all I got.
I have nothing except to Derek. The words are well spoken as far as the drag races, and Gene, I agree with you that, you know, we talked about last month that our bathrooms, our public restrooms need to be addressed, which is on the agenda. That's all.
Before we get into announcements, I've got an announcement. I'm going to be on vacation for the next meeting, so calling Mayor Pro Tem to handle the meeting. Hopefully we'll have a quorum. So, anyways, announcements. Chamber of Commerce State of the Community Luncheon will be held September 11th at noon at Somerset Point. The celebration of the 200th anniversary of the National Anthem event will be 7 p.m. or 7 a.m., excuse me, September 14th at Veterans Park. The next regular City Commission meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014 at noon. The Michigan Municipal League Conference will be held October 15th through 17th at Northern Michigan University in Marquette. And it's 8:05. I will make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Sanson.
Aye.
Tao.
Aye.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Motion carried.
The two letters that I passed down are this.
Yeah, right here.
Right here.
Okay. Right there.
They had 96 cars all together, which is, I think they're
high. I didn't really reach one of the point was until the very end.
Likewise.